Well, that's a cute little frame. Roses and twirls. My grandma had one like that. Sweet. Okay, maybe sweet is not the word. I wonder if this was some kind of Victorian mirror in a past life. Okay, never mind. Let me look at the label. Who made this? Merritt Oppenheim. Makes sense. I have a vague recollection that he was into surrealism.
She.
She?
She.
Oh, right. Merritt Oppenheim was a woman. And according to the label, she named this Miss Gardenia. I guess I should say her, not it. That shape in the center is definitely female. Those legs make her look almost alive. I could definitely use some help here. I need one of those Mary Poppins fairy godmothers, but like an art expert. Whitney Chadwick?
Miss Gardenia is one of my favorite surrealist objects. It is so exquisite and so subversive.
Whitney, help me out here. What is going on?
Miss Gardenia suggests a flower. And the gardenia, that flower that's so easily bruised, so absolutely beautiful and perfect until you touch it, and then it's suddenly brown and wilting around the edges. Just let go of preconceptions. Let go of assumptions about what a work of art should look like. And think about the possibilities of what might be suggested by the work. What does it suggest to you? What does it remind you of? Does it take you to places inside yourself as well as in the external world?